The smell of black-eyed peas simmering on the stove takes me straight back to my father, James Irving McElveen, who my mom called sweetheart, his family and friends called Rudy, and me and my sisters called him Daddy, and his grandbabies lovingly called him Ginna. He was an amazing, remarkable man, gentle, giving, and full of warmth, and he loved to cook for all of us. And every New Year, or New Year's Eve, he'd start a pot of black-eyed peas. So every New Year's Eve, he'd start a pot of black-eyed peas just before midnight. It was more than food. It was tradition, a kind of not necessarily quiet because the smell was loud, but it was like a prayer over our home. And cooking those peas was his way of bringing goodness into the new year.